Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education. A survey of new cars finds more tech means more problems. U.S. carmakers fare well in J.D. Power's annual survey of new vehicle owners. Tesla gets poor grades on a small sample. By Ariane Marshall. More tech, more problems. That could describe many situations in which the universe finds itself these days. In this case, it's the takeaway from this year's edition of the Vehicle Quality Survey from the market analytics company J.D. Power, the first to rank the quality of Tesla's vehicles. The report, based on more than 87,000 surveys from owners of 2020 model vehicles in the first 3 months of ownership, found many more problems than last year's edition, an average of 166 per 100 vehicles, compared with 93 per 100 vehicles in 2019. Doug Betts, the president of J.D. Power's automotive division and a former Apple executive, says the figures aren't comparable because J.D. Power changed the questions to ask car owners about newer features, like touch-free trunk sensors and specific aspects of their infotainment systems. The more features and tech packed into a vehicle, the more opportunities for problems, certainly, Betts says. Betts points to that dynamic to explain why premium car brands have done relatively poorly on J.D. Power's initial quality survey in recent years. Genesis, Hyundai's luxury brand, took the number 2 spot in the brand rankings with 142 problems per 100 vehicles. After that, only Lexus, 159 problems per 100 vehicles, and Cadillac, 162 problems per 100 vehicles, beat the industry average of 166 problems per 100 vehicles. Luxury vehicles aren't less safe than their mass-market brethren. In fact, all of today's cars have fewer scary defects than they did a few decades ago. But because premium car owners pay more money for more stuff, they may be more likely to report problems when that stuff doesn't work. Owners are having issues with glitchy and hard-to-use infotainment systems, an area in which automotive companies have not always excelled. People find navigating the menus mysterious. They complain about the poor quality of built-in voice recognition systems. They can't connect their phones via Bluetooth. They even have trouble connecting with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, which integrate users' phone operating systems with their vehicle display and are meant to bring intuitive Silicon Valley-level user interfaces into your car. Overall, Fiat Chrysler's Dodge brand tied with Korea's Kia for the quality gold, with 136 problems per 100 vehicles. Chevrolet, Ram, Buick, GMC, Jeep, and Cadillac also ranked above the industry average, making for Detroit automakers' best performance since J.D. Power started its quality survey 34 years ago. Mercedes-Benz, Volvo, Audi, and Land Rover did the worst. Another poor performer was Tesla, which made its first appearance in the quality survey with 250 problems per 100 vehicles. But the number comes with heavy asterisks. In 15 states, vehicle manufacturers have to give companies like J.D. Power permission to collect info on their customers. Most other car makers grant this permission, but not Tesla. As a result, the survey doesn't include info from some of the electric car makers' biggest markets, like California and New York. Still, J.D. Power says it was able to gather enough responses from other states to extrapolate a quality rating for Tesla while trying to take into account that some states' car owners tend to be more positive about their vehicles than others. Tesla owners, who tend to be superfans of the electric car maker's mission and approach to tech, have sometimes been critical of the company's approach to quality. The J.D. Power survey picked up on some of those issues, with owners reporting defects related to body parts fitting together, rattling noises, and vehicle paint. The interesting thing is that Tesla's number is high in what I would call the blocking and tackling of making cars, Betts says. Tesla didn't respond to a request for comment.